For the serious interest of feats of statesmanship, or for documents of human power and resolve, or for the more elusive secrets of the passionate temperament, or else that they may win an insight into the human forces which move the world, they will continue to study the life of Napoleon, and to find in it, at the very least, a story as wonderful as those of the giants and fairies, and at the most, the greatest explosion of human energy which in modern times has altered the politics of civilized man. He was born at Ajaccio in August 15, 1769, the second son of Charles-Marie Bonaparte and Marie Letizia Ramolino. His maternal stem drew its root from Florence. Branches of it have been traced at Sarzana and San Miniato in Tuscany. But ever since 1529, the ancestors of Napoleon had been settled in Corsica. Here, in this lovely scene of rugged mountains and dark chestnut forests and azure spaces of sky and sea, the Bonapartes flourished in the esteem of their simple neighbors. Proud of its patrician origin, the family, though far from wealthy, was, by the standard of that rude and primitive society, reckoned to be the most prosperous in Ajaccio.